Next up is North Reading's high school football coach, Ed Blum. And coach, welcome back to MSO. Congratulations on the nice start.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on.
You started a couple of weeks ago, with some good offense, and that has continued. And I want to go back a couple of weeks to an interview you did with Bill Newell. And one of the things you said about your offense at that point was that, we want to take what they give us. Well, tell me how much they've given you in the last couple of weeks, because, 79 points in your first two games, that's not too shabby.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. I got to give credit to, the offensive coaches in terms of their game plans, and then the kids just with the execution. I mean, we've been very fortunate. Some of the plays, kids have been open and we've exploited, and some of it though is kids have made tough plays, whether it's breaking a tackle or making a guy miss or catching a ball over a defender. So it hasn't all been easy. Certainly guys are making plays, which is something you like to see early on. That's the stuff that we're going to need later on in the season.
Sometimes it takes more time for a team to be cohesive and get sort of an identity and begin to work together. Sometimes it happens early. Sometimes it never happens. How do you rate your team so far going back to preseason, knowing that you had a lot of good key players coming back, and how well they're gelling together, if you know what I'm trying to ask here, in terms of, taking care of each other, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, I think they kind of carried it over from last year a little bit in terms of really caring about each other, whether freshmen all the way up to seniors, and that's awesome. There was a lot of learning and growing pains during preseason. Some adversity certainly faced at practices and in scrimmages, and just in terms of getting on the same page of what practices should look like. And I think our first game, that Northeast game, kind of that first real game, acted a little bit as a wake-up call, and thankfully so far the kids have really responded. They've responded in terms of kind of what our expectations are at practice, and we've had some really good practices the last 3, 4, 5 days prior to Greater Lawrence and as we prep for Pentucket. So certainly some adversity early on in terms of what we're looking for, but through it all, the best part about it is the kids do just enjoy playing this game together and being around each other, which I think makes it easier for them when we ask them to do a lot of stuff at practice and really push themselves, and to know that they have each other and the guy to the left and guy to the right. So the cohesiveness has been awesome, and things are starting to grow and improve from the adversity we faced a little bit.
Well, that's got to start. I presume it starts with the coach, but it also has to begin with your senior players. And please mention them once again, because you've got a couple of really important guys who've played well so far.
Yeah, I mean, it starts. It's always the leadership of the locker room, and that the key guys. For us, it's Alex Carucci, our quarterback, and he's rotating the secondary. Sam Morelli's on the line, middle linebacker. Owen Delano, another guy controlling, on both sides of the ball from the line. Anthony Pino now playing both sides of the line for us. Craig Rubino, a great guy for us who's playing linebacker, secondary, wide receiver. And Matt Guybeck, who, is always the first one down there. So with those collection of guys, as well as, additional seniors stepping into more of a role, as well as some underclassmen being asked to do things, they're starting to really hold each other accountable, and again, that all starts in the locker room. As coaches, we always like to think it's us and all that sort of stuff, but really, I think the change for us has always been once that locker room started to really hold each other accountable and work together and work and trust the coaches as well. It just creates an environment that hopefully everyone enjoys being a part of, and hopefully produces good results at practice and in games.
What's been the role of your special teams in these wins? Because scoring a lot of points, sometimes you don't notice what the special teams are doing.
Yeah, special teams, number one, Matt Guybeck's our kicker. And right there, when you've got a kicker who can change fields, whether punting the ball or, he can, kick the ball into the end zone. And now a team starting on the 20. So right there, field position. And then our returns, we were able to have, one punt return against Greater Lawrence. And, again, it's a phase that we certainly practice and take a lot of detail in. But it wouldn't be as effective without Matt Gajbic, our kicker. And then very fortunate to have a good some returners who can make some plays. So hasn't been as big of an impact, but mm-hmm. the first two, but we know it makes a difference having those things.
Well, I got to tell you, the Cal has started off great. It's a tough league. It was a tough league last year that you guys, battled to the top. And most of the out of league games have been won by the Cape Ann League so far in these first two games.
Yep.
That said, Pentucket off to a rough start in terms of the record, 0-2. What do you see from them coming up this week?
You know, just kind of their identity has always been that tough, well-coached, fundamentally sound team, you know, and, they've had some tough competitive games against Watertown and Dracut, and we know that they'll be coming in very hungry to execute. Again, they execute at a very high level on both sides of the ball. That coaching staff, just credit to Steve Hayden and Dan Leary there. And so those kids are gonna battle, you know, and they did last year to us, you know, in two different games, and we know that, and so we know that we've got to continue to prepare. And they are off to a rough start, but for me, that only adds to the motivation that they're coming into this game.
Happy that it's almost normal now.
Yes, we are certainly. It is. Okay. It is. You don't realize all the other things you kind of had to deal with because you just had to deal with them. Mm-hmm. And now we're back to somewhat normal, and you're like.
Yeah, I was,
and it just made some parts a little bit longer, a little bit more of a headache, and it's nice. It's nice being back.
Well, I was just thinking about how the schedule had to change here and there in the last couple of years, and you had to fight to fill in and maybe take time off and all that stuff. And now it's just let's focus on football.
Exactly. And even the occasional kid missing here and then tracing and all that sort of stuff, and obviously kids still get sick, but. Without the contact tracing and being concerned about, was he with next to the guy for 15 minutes? Again, it's just a nice relief to not have to worry about those details.
Amen to that. Ed, great talking with you today, and hopefully down the road a piece. Meanwhile, good luck this week.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
Bye, Rick.
All right, bye-bye. That's Ed Blum, who is the head football coach at North Reading High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.